All right, Rabbosai, let's begin. So we have a beautiful, beautiful piece by Rabbi Nachman tonight. So remember, again, actually, what I'm doing is, instead of doing on the Parshas HaShavua, we'll focus a little bit on Parshas Zachar. We'll discuss a little bit about some of the deeper understanding. Of course, the Rebbe is not addressing this question directly, but it's the general question whenever we go ahead and we read about Parshas Zachar, which is the concept of what is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to get us to remember? What is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to tell us that we're supposed to accomplish? We know Torah gives us two commands, one to remember Amalek, one to wipe out Amalek. And the Shaila is, what exactly, so Mechias Amalek in general, the concept of going in and wiping out Amalek, so that's something that we understand most probably doesn't occur until Yemos HaMashiach, at least at this point going forward. But the Shaila is, when remembering Amalek, what is it that we're supposed to be remembering? So the Rebbe here has a beautiful insight. Look at paragraph A. So he's quoting over here on the Pasuk of V'hayah kasher yarim Moshe yado. And it will be when Moshe Rabbeinu will raise his hands, V'gavar Yisrael. Klal Yisrael would win. And the Pasuk goes on, V'kasher yaniach yado V'gavar Amalek. And when he would go ahead and put his hands down, ultimately again, Amalek would win. So the Rebbe writes as follows. Issa Bazar, paragraph A. Issa Bazar brings down on the Zohar HaKadosh, ala kosuf hayesh Hashem bekirbeinu im ayin. So on the Pasuk, literally, hayesh Hashem bekirbeinu im ayin. So just to point out over here, this is just a few psukim earlier. Remember, again, this is when Klal Yisrael is complaining about the lack of water, right? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that this is where Moshe Rabbeinu is supposed to strike the rock. And the way that section ends is as follows. Vayikra she'amako Masa Umariva. They call the name of that place Masa Umariva. Al Riv b'nei Yisrael va'al Naso Samas Hashem. Because Klal Yisrael quarreled and literally fought with HaKadosh Baruch Hu Leymar, because they said, Hayesh Hashem bekerbeinu im ayin. Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu with us or not? So the Rebbe is picking up on that. Hayesh Hashem bekerbeinu im ayin. Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu with us or not? So the Rebbe says as follows. Issa bazar HaKadosh ala kosev. Hayesh Hashem bekerbeinu im ayin. Zohar writes on the pasuk that says, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu with us or not? Shenaflu l'sveikos im bechinas HaKadosh nikra yesh. Shora bekerbam. Im bechinas, turn the page, paragraph, bi ayin. Hainu shnei bechinas shehim hisgalus HaKadosha. Bechinas m'lo kol ha'aretz kibodo, u'bechinas ayei, heim bechinas yesh v'ayin. So the Rebbe makes an incredibly beautiful observation. And the Rebbe writes as follows. Then in the world of theology, in the world of the Ribono Shel Olam, or in the world of our belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there are two states. There's yesh and there's ayin. Yesh means when a Jew is consciously aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ayin is when the Jew is not consciously aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So again, Klal Yisrael says, Leymar Hayesh Hashem bekirbeinu im ayin. So the Rebbe says, these are the two states. Yesh represents the state when you know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in your midst. Ayin is when you doubt the very existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your midst. Hainu, Shnei Bechinos Shem Hiskalus, paragraph B. Shnei Bechinos Shem Hiskalus HaKadosha, Bechinos M'lo Kol Ha'aretz Kibodo. When we say that Yesh is the state in which a Jew realizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills every single part of the world. Bechinos Ayei. Ayei is, where is the Ribono Shel Olam? Where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We'll say those are the two states which exist in the spectrum of theology. So the Rebbe says as follows. So we'll say, so obviously the state which we aspire to is the state of Yesh. The state where a Jew could feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what happens? Sometimes we find ourselves in the state of Ayin. How does that occur? So the Rebbe says as follows. U'machmas ha'yisurim shahayalahem. As shalo hayu lahem mayim, hischilu lipol l'sveikos v'lo yodu im Hashem bekerbam. So we'll say what happens. Remember, Klal Yisrael is struggling. What's the struggle? In this particular case, is they didn't have water. Or at least they perceived that they did not have water. Because they felt that they did not have water, so ultimately, again, this led them to sveikos. This led them to doubt HaKadosh Baruch Hu. See, Rabbi saying, when a person's just regular day-to-day needs are not met, so he begins to doubt HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ribono Shel Olam, where are you? Where are you? Hayeish Hashem bekirbeinu. Or say, im ayin. Ribono Shel Olam, we don't have water. There's 3.5 million people in the desert. What are we going to do? V'lo yodim Hashem bekirbam. So they began to doubt, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu with us or not? Va'azai, paragraph C, Hevi Hashem Yisparach Aleim Amalek. Rebbe will say, what happened in the moment when Klal Yisrael began to doubt if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in their midst or not? What happened in that moment? HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought Amalek upon Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought Amalek. What happened? Vaz, Rebbe will say, what happens when there's Amalek? Vaz Histaklu Klapei Malo. Then what happens? When Amalek comes, then of course Klal Yisrael turn their attention and their dedication towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kikach Derech HaAdam. Because Rebbe will say, this is the way of man. Lefamim kozman she'in habal dover miskaber alav kolkach aydayin hu misrasha lechapes achar kavod lo yisbarach. You know, I will say, sometimes when a person is not in a state of existential stress or there's no difficulties, so I begin to question the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where is God? Ach kisha bal dover mispashet ala adam ma'od v'rotzo la'apil lagame chas v'shalom. But I will say, when a person faces either internal or external enemies, like the Yetzirah, like the Satan, like Amalek, then what happens? Azay misore paragraph D, kedushas nefesh adam. So what the Rebbe is describing over here is, I guess, what the Welt calls, there are no atheists in the foxhole. Meaning, when do people struggle theologically? Generally when things are good. When people are in more dire... See, let's say people often think that theological doubt comes about in difficult or trying times. It's not usually true. Usually when people are in difficult or trying times, that's when they're desperate. And when you're desperate, you'll go and turn anywhere for help, even to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there's no atheists in the foxhole. The Rebbe says, when do we encounter theological doubt? When does that occur? That occurs ultimately, again, when the Baal Dover, I should say a little bit differently. When there is some type of external stress, or let me say it differently. When there's some type of trying situation, so sometimes a person will doubt HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But then when a person faces an absolute threat, they turn back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we'll say, so what happens over here? What happens over here is Klal Yisrael doesn't have water. So that anxiety that is created by the lack of water, so what happens? So they go ahead and they cry out, Hayesh Hashem Mikaveinim Ayin, Bel Shalom, where are you? Where are you? So what does the Kadosh Baruch Hu say? You want to see where I am? What does the Kadosh Baruch Hu do? What happens right afterwards? Amalek. Amalek. And with the war against Amalek, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows Klal Yisrael, I'm with you. He goes on, he says, paragraph D. Va'az daikohu maska lidrosh ulechapes ayye mekom kivodo. We'll say, then when Amalek comes, and I feel threatened, and I feel like I'm in a difficult matzav, and I don't know how to navigate my way out, then the Jew begins to actively look for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shezel bechinas milchamas Amalek kodem kabbalas haTorah. That's why the Rebbe says the war with Amalek had to come before Torah. Had to come before Kabbalas haTorah. Ki Amalek huzumas hanachash bechinas mekomos hametunafim. Shesham i'efshar limtso kivodo yisparach b'shum oven. Rak tzrichin litzok el Hashem mekol chazak m'od. Lidrosh ulevakish aye efo kivod kidushas yisparach. So we'll say, this is amazing. Let me just read one more line. Va'az miskabrin, watch, before we get to that. So what the Rebbe is saying is as follows. That what happens, look at the progression. Klal Yisrael has a difficulty. What's the difficulty? Difficulty is they perceive they don't have water. What happens when they encounter this difficulty? They cry out, Im Ayim. Boshon, where are you? Where are you? Right? Where are you? Ayim, you're nowhere to be found. What does the Kadosh Baruch Hu do? I'm nowhere to be found. Vayavo Amalek. With the emergence of Amalek, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the opportunity to show Klal Yisrael, I'm here. I'm here. So we'll say, watch this. And now, the Rebbe just added in, the war with Amalek was a prerequisite to Kabbalas haTorah. Because in order to be able to say, Na'aseh v'nishma, what do you need first? What do you need first? You need a firm and solid belief in the Ribono Shel Olam. You can't say Na'aseh v'nishma if you're not sure if God is with you. So there's the complaint about the water, which causes their faith to be shaky. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends Amalek in order to solidify. Because they will say, that's just the way the world works. Just the way, or I should say the way the Jews work. Is our emunah becomes more intensified and solidified when we face external existential threats. Then we have ein lanu lishana ela avinu v'shayim. We have no one to lean upon but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our faith is concretized with the war with Amalek, and then afterwards we're ready for Kabbalas haTorah. He goes on. He says the Oz paragraph E. Va'az miskraben alav va'olim betachlis aliyah bebechinas v'hayah kasher yorim Moshe yado v'gavar Yisroch. Moshe Rabbeinu. Let's listen to this. So remember again. How does Klal Yisrael win against Amalek? So what does the Torah say? When Moshe Rabbeinu lifted his hands, Klal Yisrael would win against Amalek. So Chazal say, Bezman Shaya Moshe Makbiya Yadav Yisrael Mestachlin Klapei Mala, paragraph F, Hayu Notzchim. So remember again, the Gemara asks, V'chi Yadav Shal Moshe Oso Simulchama? Do the wars of Moshe, do the hands of Moshe Rabbeinu win or lose wars? So of course not. What was the goal of the hands? The goal of the hand, Moshe Rabbeinu lifted his hands heavenward in an effort to direct the gaze of Klal Yisrael. You think that Im Ayin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is not with you, but it's not true. Just look. Just look. You could see him. Everywhere you look, you could see him. You just have to look. You just have to open your eyes. You have to open your heart. You have to open your soul. And you'll be able to see him. So the Rebbe says something amazing. Paragraph F. V'lich Ora Kasha. He says there's a problem. Lama Asa Moshe Zos Ayideh Haramas Yadav Dafka. So the Rebbe says something amazing. He says, why is it that Moshe Rabbeinu Dafka did this by raising his hands? In other words, why was that the mechanism ultimately, again, for the winning of the war? What's the pshat with the raising of the hands? We'll say this is so beautiful. So Moshe, listen to this. The Rebbe says something amazing. So the whole point of Moshe Rabbeinu raising his hands is to what? Is to direct their hearts heavenwards. So the Rebbe says, I have a much better idea. What's the better idea? Give them a drasha. Right? Tell them, Klal Yisrael, believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you'll win. So simple answer is, people sleep during drashas. It doesn't matter if it's Moshe Rabbeinu or anyone else. So the Rebbe is asking seriously, like, obviously there's a goal here, Moshe, meaning there's a progression. Your faith wavered in the episode with the water. You don't know if God is in your midst. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings Amalek, but the war with Amalek is not a punishment. The war with Amalek is the mechanism through which you can see HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in your midst. How does Moshe Rabbeinu show Klal Yisrael that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in their midst? By raising his hands. When he raised his hands heavenward, so Klal Yisrael looks at Moshe, they see him raising his hands heavenward, they turn their gaze heavenward as well, and they reacquaint themselves, or they re-solidify their relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So asks Rabbi Nachman, I don't understand Moshe. Instead of doing the whole thing with your hands, just say it. Just say it. Say Klal Yisrael, you waver in your commitment or your awareness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You made a mistake. Amalek is here. If you re-solidify your bond with the Ribbono Shel Olam, you will be successful in this. Why the hands? And the Rebbe says something amazing. Paragraph G. Ach be'emes hu inyan haniskar le'el shebe'eish shemeskaber tokav zulmas nachash chas v'shalom shumakomos hametunafim shubechinas melchemes Amalek shesham i'efshar limtzo kivodo yisparach v'shum ofen. So what I said, Rebbe, something amazing. Sometimes a person is so enveloped by Tumah. Sometimes a person is so disconnected from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that words will not make a difference. Words will not turn their heart. So what happens? Azai efshar ledaber klal mikvodo yisbarach. Paragraph H. We'll say sometimes a person is so far disconnected from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that a shmuz or a drasha or words aren't going to affect spiritual change. Rak l'rameis biyadav kima Moshe Rabbeinu alav ha-shalom. See, Rebbe Osai, what Moshe said to Klal Yisrael, it's so profound. Is, I could tell you, I could darshan, I could give you mussar, I could do, but you're so far gone that words won't have an impact on you. Instead, what I just need you to do is look up into the heavens. Just look up into the heavens. Just, Rebbe Osai, but what's the act of looking out into the heavens? Looking out into the heavens is an act of reaching out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I will say, what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Klal Yisrael was something dramatically amazing. That sometimes when you're so far disconnected, and this is going to sound like an incredible anomaly, but sometimes when you're so far disconnected, you have to just reach out to the Ribbono Shel Olam and say, Ribbono Shel Olam, bring me back. It sounds strange, right? Meaning, go try this in your marriage, right? Go try this at home, right? You do something wrong. And you say to her, I love you so much, what are you going to do to repair this? Right? So don't try it at home, right? Because don't try it at home. You'll be sleeping at my house if you try it at home, right? You know, so, I mean, generally, if you're the offending party in the relationship, so it's the job of the offending party to make it right. That's the way the world works. That's the way relationships work. Except with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That sometimes, if I know that I've just created a distance between myself and the Ribbono Shel Olam, and I know that I'm just so far gone, I'm just so far gone. So we'll say, so sometimes again, and I know words aren't going to help me. A drasha is not going to help me. A shir is not going to help me. So what do you do? What do you do? So the Rebbe says, you lift your eyes up to the Shemaim. You lift your eyes up to the heaven. Say, Ribono Shel Olam, I love you, and I need you to bring me back. I love you, and I need you. I know that I made the mistakes. I know that I've trespassed in the relationship. I know that it's my fault. I got it. I'm owning it. I'm owning my responsibility. I can't get back to you without you bringing me back to you. Moshe Rabbeinu understood that there was nothing he could say to Klal Yisrael that was going to have a positive impact. So what does he do? He just tells Klal Yisrael, just look heavenward. Just look up to the Shamayim. Just reach out to the Ribono Shel Olam and let him know you want to come back. And if you let him know that you want to come back, then something amazing is going to happen, which is, he'll bring you back. He'll bring you back. If you reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he will bring you back to him. He goes on, he says, paragraph H. He says, "Bishum ofen azay yeshel adar b'klal mechvodo yizbarach." Sometimes again, a person is not in the state, doesn't have the bandwidth to be able to hear about the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rak l'ramiz biyadav kimamosh rabbeinu alav shalom. Sometimes I will say, all you can do is just gesticulate, right? You could just go ahead and shift your hands up, point your hands up upwards in an effort to go ahead and channel the eyes of a precious Jew to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, saying, just reach out. Just reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu you love him. Just tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu you want him. Just tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu you want to come home. And the Ribono Shel Olam will bring you back. Sometimes I can't get there myself. Or I should say differently. Sometimes I feel I can't get there myself. But in those moments when I feel I can't get there myself, all I need to do is look heavenward and say, Ribono Shel Olam, Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha v'nashuva. Bring me back to you. Just bring me back to you. Hainu. So sometimes I will say a person is so tzibrachin, is so broken, is so enveloped by impurity. That's the metaphor of the war with Amalek. I don't even know the words. I don't have the words. I don't have the tfilos. I don't have the learning. I don't have anything to be able to get back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Paragraph I. Afa pikein. So in those moments when I don't have the words of tefillah, I don't have the words of Torah, maybe I don't even have the ma'asim tovim, the good deeds, all I need to do is look heavenward. Just seek out, look, search, all I need to do is search for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and ask him to allow me to find him. Va'az hayu Yisrael notzchin, and I will say, Moshe Rabbeinu lifted his hands, and Klal Yisrael looked heavenward in an effort to find the Kaddish Baruch Hu, saying the wordless tefillah of Ribono Shel Olam. I'm so lost. I'm so broken. I'm so enveloped by Amalek that I don't even know how to find you, but I want you. So the Ribono Shel Olam, I'm asking you to please come and find me. What happens? Va'az hayu Yisrael notzchin. When the hands of Moshe were raised and the eyes of Klal Yisrael were looking heavenward, seeking out HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not with their word, Rabbi said, but with their gaze, we were successful. Because Rabbi said, when we begin to look heavenward and search out for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we transition from the state of Ayin to Ayeh. Not, is God with us, but where can I find the Ribono Shel Olam? That's what we are privileged immediately after this to be able to receive the Torah. So if we bring this all together, the Rebbe is teaching us really an incredible, overwhelming yisod. First of all, this idea that there are two theological states. There is the state of Ayin and the state of Ayeh. The state of Ayin is where a person questions, is God with me? Is God with me? That's what I say. Really, what a person is saying is, Yibon Shalom, I don't fully believe that you're with me. As opposed to Ayeh. Ayeh is, I know you're with me. I just can't feel you right now, but I want to find you. And the Rebbe says, Rebbe say, this is what happened with Amalek. We complained about the water. We fell into a state, ultimately, again, of Ayin. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not with us. Rebbe say, Amalek comes, but not as a punishment. Amalek comes as a vehicle. What's the vehicle? Moshe Rabbeinu needs to teach Klal Yisrael a lesson. That what? That when you feel so lost in life, all and you can't find God, and you don't have the words, and you don't have the Torah, and you don't maybe don't even have the Ma'asim Tovim, all you need to do is what? Look longingly heavenward. Gaze longingly at Shamayim, at the heavens. I say, Ribono Shel Olam, I know you are here. I can't find you. I'm asking you to come and find me. Moshe Rabbeinu teaches this to Klal Yisrael, simply not with the spoken word. Because Rabbeinu said they weren't receptive to words. He just simply pointed his hands heavenward and says, Klal Yisrael, my dear children, just look for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just search out HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just tell him that you want to find him. Just one word, Ayeh. I know you're here. I just can't feel you right now. Say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because I can't find you, I'm asking what? I'm asking you to find me. This was the message of Milchamas Amalek. And only after Klal Yisrael found HaKadosh Baruch Hu, were we then ready to ultimately stand by Har Sinai, were we then ready for Kabbalah Satorah, were we then ready for Na'aseh V'Nishma. Rabbos, I think it teaches us an incredible yisod. What is the avoda of Parsha Zachar? So, right, you ever think about, I give a couple shiur about this week, but you ever think about this, like, what is it that we're supposed to accomplish? We're supposed to remember that there's anti-Semitism. And we don't need reminders that there are anti-Semitism. There's something every single day in the news that there's anti-Semitism in the world. That we know. So I think what the Rebbe suggests in the Rebbe is something groundbreaking, cathartic, and life-altering. The Rebbe said the message of Parsha Zachar, what's the remembrance? The remembrance is that no matter how far gone you may be, no matter even if you've fallen into the state of Ayin, where you even doubt the very existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no one is beyond salvation. No one is beyond spiritual repair. No one is outside of the camp. Or even if you can't find the words, even if you can't find the tefillos, even if you can't find the Torah, even if you can't find the Ma'asim Tovim, Parsha Zachar reminds you, what do you have to do? Just look up to Shemayim in one word, Ribono Shel Olam, Ayeh. I know you're here with me. I can't feel you. I can't find you. But I know that you're here. I know that you're with me. And therefore, Ribono Shel Olam, if I can't find you, I ask you to find me. We'll say this is the Zechira Parsha Zachar. That no matter how far gone I am, even if I've fallen into the state of Ayin, that I even doubt your existence, it's never too late to come back. And even if I can't find him, all I need to do is send up the emergency flare. Right? They activate the beacon. The beacon is activated with one word. Two things. A heavenward gaze and one word of Ayeh. And once I say that, the Ribono Shel Olam springs into action, finds me wherever I am, scoops me up, locks me in his loving embrace. And then once again, we could resume a beautiful, passionate relationship. And it's that passionate relationship that paves the way for my Kabbalah Satorah, paves the way for Purim, which was a Kimu of a Kiblu, a second Kabbalah Satorah, paves the way for an energized religious identity, an energized spiritual identity, and a meaningful and passionate relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Do you find the same process happening in Purim itself?
Sure, that's the Kimu V'Kiblu. I think Purim follows on the heels of Parshas Zachar. Purim is the Kabbalah Satorah.
But in the process where they felt that they had their own Amalek.
Oh, maybe there was a process ultimately. It could be, meaning when the Gzeira comes, all they do is they cry out. Right? They don't take action. So maybe that's the moment of Ayin. Then Esther says, Lech Kinos es Kala Yehudim. There's the Tfila, which maybe is the transition. Maybe that's the transition to Ayeh. It could be.
Can you take it one step further and say that the fact that they were complaining at this point, if you do Peshat reading of the Torah, it doesn't make sense. They should complain. It's too early. It doesn't make sense. Everything's being taken care of. It could be that that is when Hashem puts it into being so that they have the template to then be able to call upon it.
Beautiful. Before. Beautiful. You're saying because in the narrative, it doesn't make sense. It's so quickly out of after Yam Suf, you're complaining, right? You just saw, I'll strengthen it. You just saw. And of all the things to complain about, the last thing you should complain about is water, because you just saw God's mastery over water. Beautiful, beautiful. It's almost like reminiscent of the Gemara that says that, you know, Lo haya David ro'i la'osa ma'isa. The Gemara is boggled by the fact that David HaMelech has this whole episode of Bathsheba. So the Gemara says it shouldn't have happened. It was a setup. What was it a setup for? It creates the paradigm for tshuva. So you want to see over here, same idea that lo hayu klal Yisrael la osamaisa. This shouldn't have happened. So why does it happen? To teach us the template, ultimately, again, for re-engagement with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Beautiful. Beautiful. Shekhar Bosei. It's incredible, no?
Beautiful.